It is Friday, August 20th, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, the entertainment section found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And since school is resuming across Northwest Arkansas in the River Valley,
yes,
this week's segment is brought to you by the letters of the alphabet.
Makes sense.
You'll notice we're missing a few letters. That's because Kyle's dog ate them. Okay, A is for African masks, an exhibit called The Art of Disguise, which opens Sunday and runs through February 13th at the Dallas Museum of Art.
So get in your car, get on a plane, and get there.
Because we know our listeners don't stop at the border of the listening area and never go anywhere else. You can find out more at dallasmuseumofart.org.
That opens Sunday.
B was eaten by Kyle's dog. C is for Corey Smith.
Corey Smith, the musician?
Yes, a singer-songwriter who one of his claims to fame is that he sold 150,000 records without a record label.
You can do that these days.
So he will be joined by the Eli Young Band for a show tonight at 7 o'clock at the Arkansas Music Pavilion in Fayetteville. They tell me his music finds its roots in Southern rock, country, and alt country.
If you don't know where the Amp is, it's by the Northwest Arkansas Mall.
Tickets start at $15, and they are available at amptickets.com. D is for dragonflies, one of my favorite things, which are featured in the photographs of Bob Thomas and on show during a reception from 4 to 6 o'clock Saturday at one of those alternative art venues, White Lotus Salon and Spa.
I love the fact that an art gallery can break out almost anywhere in Northwest Arkansas.
Isn't that cool? And a portion of the sales will be donated to the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. E is for the Eureka Springs Bluegrass Festival.
In high gear now and continuing.
Melvin Goins will not perform.
He had open heart surgery.
And Saturday evening's headliner will be Mike Wilkins with Retro and Smiling.
Which isn't a bad consolation there.
And you can find out more by calling 888-582-2220. No F.
So we go to
F's
G.
It's been a bad letter. G is for Gordon Lightfoot, who will also be in Eureka Springs over the weekend. He's performing at 8 o'clock Sunday at the City Auditorium. Tickets start at $55.
And he promises, I talked to him, he promises all the hits you think about, Carefree Highway and things like that.
Sundown.
They'll all be in the show.
H is for the Highlands Home Tour, which is actually next weekend in the Highlands area of Bella Vista. Five homes, including a former Razorback football player. And you can see, and pro football player, and you can see his memorabilia. Tickets are $8 in advance, and you can get them at the Arvest Banks in Bella Vista.
Who's the player?
I wish I knew.
All right. I saw from the look.
I don't play football either.
Forget I asked.
I will.
Okay.
Tickets are $10 on tour days at the Highlands Gate.
All right.
Go for it. I is for ice cream.
Oh, the social.
It's the 40th annual Washington County Historical Society Ice Cream Social. It is more fun than you can imagine. Starts at 4 o'clock Saturday at Headquarters House in Fayetteville. There will be period dances and presentations by living history actors. There will be all of the ice cream and cake you can eat. There will be face painting and children's tea parties for the little ones. And tickets are $5 for adults and $2.50 for children. Okay, J is for Jeffrey, and then we're going to have what Kyle calls a reader's vocabulary. Focult.
His music. I've listened to his music, and it's wonderful, but I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
Singer-songwriter, born in Wisconsin. He's playing a benefit concert Saturday night at the Dixon Theater in Fayetteville for, again, one of my favorite organizations, the Arkansas Support Network, that offers all sorts of services to children and adults with disabilities.
Right.
And every year they have this concert. And
not with him necessarily.
Not with him.
They always bring somebody really, really good in. And this year it's Jeffrey.
And he has a new CD that's called Seven Curses, that's murder ballads.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $25 in advance or $30 at the door. And you can find out more at 756-5026. We're missing K&L. But M is for Mickey Dolenz.
Of the Monkees.
What?
Why?
Because he's playing a free show at 10 o'clock tonight at the Cherokee Casino in Siloam Springs.
Well, there you go.
That is the coolest little performing venue. They have a really cool seating area around the stage, but if you want to sit, go early.
And when we say Siloam Springs, we technically mean West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma.
Yes, we do.
But I mean, it is right across the border.
And it's a fun venue. And I'm a believer, so go. and is for the Northwest Arkansas Bluegrass Festival.
In Harrison, also this weekend.
Tickets start at $10, and you can find out more at 870-426-3477. I love the variety of Northwest Arkansas. Oh, it's for the Ozark Demolition Derby.
Is that this weekend?
It is. 7:30 Saturday at Parsons Stadium in Springdale. Tickets start at $5 for kids and $10 for adults. And you can find out more at 877-927-6336. Yes, I do write the phone numbers down. We're missing P and Q.
R?
R is for radio.
That's a good word.
And a unique event Thursday called the Golden Years of Radio.
Ah, yes.
Hosted by Neely Jones and her husband, Greg Beatty, and featuring the Tulsa-based Route 66 Playhouse and Neely's dad, Sam Jones.
Uh-huh. Now, is this a one-night sort of thing?
One night only. It benefits scholarships for the Northwest Arkansas Community College.
Excellent.
Sam is a character.
Neely's father?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is an award-winning broadcast journalist. And if you push the play button and let him get started on journalism and how passionate he is about how it should be done right and how he told Neely that she could go into broadcasting, but she had to have the education to put behind it. Very interesting. But this started because he and some of his friends were lamenting the loss of old-time radio. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing the old-time radio show with all the sound effects. He's got Grammy-nominated musicians coming with him. He's got Pulitzer-nominated writers. It's a big deal.
Thursday night.
Thursday night starts at 6:30. Tickets are $50 for floor seats, $40 for balcony seats. But they come with hors d'oeuvres and desserts prepared by the NWAC Culinary Arts students, who are also a big deal. So...
yeah, that is a big deal.
619-4321. S is for Secchi Day.
Secchi Day is Saturday.
You knew how to say it already, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, it's in fact named after a monk whose last name was Secchi and developed this black and white disc, and you lower it down in the water, and it measures water clarity. That's not all Secchi Day is about, however.
No, because they're having a water education festival, they're having rain barrel building, they're having pontoon boat rides. All of this happens at Prairie Creek Recreation Area on Beaver Lake, starting about 8:30 on Saturday. And at noon, they'll wrap the whole thing up with Marshall Mitchell in concert.
Singing songs about riparian buffer zones and the like. I kid you not.
What he said.
Yes.
And it's all free.
It's all free. It's a great thing if you want to just take the family and enjoy the outdoors. And you learn something. There's a water trivia wheel as well.
And it's not 7 million degrees.
No, it's not.
So, T is for the Twilight Walk, which is tonight in downtown Rogers. Mm-hmm. Artist reception for featured artists Helen Thomas and Hank Barnes at Poor Richards. Mm-hmm. Artist reception for watercolorist Beth Westner at Julie Waite Design Gallery. All sorts of things go on in the historic downtown Rogers area, so go check it out. U is for an underground art talk. Mm-hmm. On Thursday with Gregory Moore and Leilani Law at the Underground in Fayetteville. Starts at 6:30.
And listen to this program next week. Ithi Igni-Hotri will have a preview of that art talk.
And V is for Village Players, who are presenting The Case of the Suicidal Secretary. A mystery dinner theater, an original script, at 6:30 Saturday at World Garden in Bentonville. Tickets are $30, and you can find out more at bvvillageplayers.org.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.